Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Tyler Bruner on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Mid Prairie Enrichment Learning Program teacher Rebecca Yoder about the next events for the Mid Prairie Future Problem Solvers teams and what exactly FPS is. Okay, so I guess the first question I got for you is, what is Future Problem Solving International?
Future Problem Solving International is an international program that organizes competitions where students can apply their critical thinking, creative problem solving, and decision making skills to hypothetical future scenes or future scenarios. So the program takes current trends and kind of projects them into 20 or 30 years into the future, and the students try to find ways to identify challenges and problems and then solutions for solving those problems. So their actual mission is to develop the ability of young people globally to design and achieve positive futures through problem solving using critical and creative thinking. And the program, there's thousands of students from about, I think, almost 40 states in the U.S. as well as 13 countries that participate. And the students, there's different components that the students can take part in. Like, we mostly take part in what's called the Global Issues Problem-Solving Competition, which is a team aspect, but they also have writing competitions or storytelling performance competitions or community issues competitions. So, we have 8 teams at the Mid Prairie Middle School and High School that are involved in that.
Wow, that is awesome. So this is kind of akin to a sort of speech competition, just with a little mix of real-life situations.
Right, and the performance one would be more of the speech, but this is actually ends up being more of a written, all of their process is written and turned in a written form.
Gotcha. Okay. So talk to me about a little bit of the last event that was held, or the last international event held, and what were some of the results that you saw from your kids?
Right. So the last event at the end of last year was the actual international conference, and we had one high school student from Mid Prairie High School, Lilu Beachy, who earned a spot at internationals as a result of her scenario writing that she did. So she had submitted a piece of fiction that was based off of a topic that was 1,500 words or less, and that earned her a place at internationals. And then at internationals, she was paired with a few other students from other states and Singapore, and they did a team writing scenario, and they actually ended up winning first place for the middle division. So that was a collaborative story written in parts by their team members.
Okay, so then what was kind of the decision that you made to want to become a part of this amazing opportunity?
Well, this is a program that had already been in place before I came to Mid Prairie. Mm-hmm. And when I came in with my role of the K-8 academic enrichment coach, I'd heard a lot of really good things about the program, and a lot of the students had really found a lot of value in that, and I definitely wanted to continue the program for the school. So that's how I got involved, and I just loved that it incorporated a lot of deep thinking, creativity, but also with collaboration, where the kids work together.
Yeah, and especially at that international level where they get to work with kids from different countries and different dialects and everything, it's quite the interesting experience, not only for yourself but also for your students.
Yes, it is, and it's a pretty big honor to be able to make it to that level. So, we have a regional bowl, which is on Friday, January 10th, and then from there, students, kind of the top competing teams from there, can get invited to the state level in Ames, and then from that level determines who gets to go on to the internationals.
Gotcha. So it's kind of like that ladder you have to climb up, kind of like speech. You got to go from your first thing, then state, then you get all state if you're lucky.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Yes. So who are some of the students that are going to be attending this next event on the 10th?
So on the 10th, we are taking 28 students. They are 6th through 12th graders, eight different teams of 3 to 4 students, depending on the team size. So yeah, we'll take them all to the Regional Bowl at Parkview Church in Iowa City. There will be other local area schools with their teams. And leading up to that, to Friday, we've had two different practice problems that we've been able to do where the students have been given a topic and a future scenario that they've had to analyze. And they've completed and submitted those and gotten some feedback. So that's helped prep us a little bit for this January 10th. And we know what the topic is, but other than that, we've done some research leading up to that, but we'll be surprised what the actual future scene is when we get there.
Yeah, definitely. And then last thing I got for you, so you said that a couple of kids from the Mid Prairie Community School District were able to compete. So what's sort of the process that some students have to go through in order to be a part of this team?
Right. So at this point, any 6th through 12th grader who's really interested and committed to practicing and applying their problem-solving skills is welcome to join. They can just express their interest with me or Curtis Brogue, works with the high school kids. And as long as they're really willing to put in the work to learn the process and work with others to really develop their creativity and thinking skills, we leave that open to those that are really interested in that.
Okay, so there's no sort of like hurdle someone has to jump over to be able to, and there's basically whoever is can make the commitment and is very interested in doing it can do it.
Right.
Interesting. Okay. Is there anything else you kind of want to add to this, all of this process, or however far you've come in the last 2 years of the Future Problem Solving International competition?
Well, it's just been a lot of fun for me, too, to learn as I go. Have been learning a lot in the last 2 years about the whole process and providing the right tools for the kids, and so it's been a fun journey, and each year it's been getting better and better, so I'm really excited to see how January 10th goes and then move from there already thinking about next year.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Rebecca Yoder. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Tyler Bruner with KCII News.